This is Elton. The United States and European governments have accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner on Sunday to make an emergency landing in Minsk and arrested an opposition blogger who has been critical of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. The U.S. and European Union called on Lukashenko's government to immediately release Roman Protasevich, a 26-year-old blogger who's been living in exile in Poland. His Ryanair flight, originating in Greece, was diverted in Belarusian airspace about 10 kilometers from its destination, which was Vilnius, Lithuania. Before being led away by police, Protasevich reportedly told a fellow passenger that he fears he will face the death penalty in Belarus. His Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live were used by anti-government protesters late last year. Ryanair has called the incident an act of aviation piracy and said it is cooperating with investigations being conducted by European Union safety and security agencies, as well as NATO. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has described the Belarusian government's role as shocking. She said the United States is demanding an international probe of the incident. She called the incident a brazen affront to international peace and security by the Belarusian regime. An Italian prosecutor said Monday that an investigation into the cable car crash that left 14 people dead on Sunday will focus on why a cable broke and the emergency brakes in the car did not work. The 14 people who died included two children under the age of 10. They were killed when the Stresa Motorone cable car crashed to the ground on Sunday. This is VOA News.